the number of concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, in the state has risen every year since 2005. That trend is expected to continue. Many of these operations are dairy farms, and with lots of cows comes lots of manure, which can pose a potential risk to state waterways. That's where the State Department of Natural Resources comes in. The agency is responsible for the oversight of these CAFOs, but as our next guest points out, there are lingering questions over the appropriate amount of staffing and funding for the oversight program. Will Cushman is the associate editor at WisContext. You can find his recent piece on CAFO oversight at wiscontext.org. Will, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you talk about the scope of the issue here, how we regulate manure on our big farms in Wisconsin, and what kind of oversight it gets?
Yeah. So this is in the news because of the budget writing process right now. The CAFO oversight. So CAFOs are any farm with 1,000 or more animal units. And so that kind of depends on the type of livestock that's on the farm. It's equal to about 1,000 beef cattle or around 700 milking cows or like hundreds of thousands of broiler chickens, like 125,000 broiler chickens. And these farms, in addition to having a pretty big economic impact individually, have potentially large environmental impacts, especially by way of livestock manure. They have to be able to store up to 6 months of manure on site. So that's an awful lot of manure. If you think about 700 milking cows over the course of 6 months, they produce a lot of manure. So they have to be able to manage that manure in a way that's safe for the workers and the environment locally. And a lot of that is dictated by the DNR.
There are a lot of big questions about how the manure is regulated, the specific practices that have to be used. This budget issue, though, is about how we pay for the DNR to enforce whatever rules have to be in place.
Yeah, and that's been an issue for a while. The DNR would like to have a ratio of field staff. So those are the people who go out and do site visits when a CAFO is proposing a new operation or their permit needs to be renewed. They do site visits if there's enforcement that needs to take place, if there's been a complaint. They do a lot of other stuff as well related to enforcement of CAFO practices. And they want to have a field staff ratio of 20 to 1. So that's each field staff should only be responsible for about 20 CAFOs. And since 2011, that ratio has been higher. Each field staff has been responsible for up to closer to 30 CAFOs in some years. But yeah, they've been really struggling with staffing. Staffing turnover has been an issue in the last couple of years. But right now, there's talk of being able to raising fees on CAFO permits or at reallocating the current fees to be able to pay for that field staff and their enforcement, basically to get more field staff out there and in conducting enforcement more often.
Before we get into those two different plans, is there, at a practical level, is there a backlog, I guess, of DNR not being able to quite keep up with enforcement and inspection?
Yeah, that is precisely the issue. There's been a backlog. So CAFOs are allowed to operate under an expired license. Each license has a 5-year term, but because there's such a backlog, staff are not able to keep up with the re-permitting process. If a CAFO's permit expires after 5 years, they can still operate and just wait for DNR to get to their case and issue them a new permit or not. Usually it's reissued. But yeah, this backlog, 2 years ago, there was an audit of the program and like a third of CAFOs were operating under expired permits. Now it's a little under a quarter of CAFOs. Still not good. Their goal is for that to be under 15%. And they say that they just need more staff to be able to get to that goal.
Talking to Will Cushman from WisContext about how Wisconsin regulates and inspects its largest livestock farms and how we pay as a state for those inspections. How do we pay right now, Will? Where does that money come from?
The vast majority, we're talking over 98% of the funding for just the staff alone, comes from just a general budget, so Wisconsin taxpayers. And that's a little different from a lot of regulated entities in the state, like municipal, wastewater, other financial regulations are often paid for in bulk by the people or the entities that are being regulated. That's not the case with CAFOs. They pay for Right now, there's an annual permit fee of $345. $95 from that goes toward the CAFO oversight program. So that's like 1.2% of staffing was paid for by the regulated entities, the CAFOs, in the last fiscal year. That doesn't even count other kind of administrative costs. And so the proposals right now, there's two. One has been floated by Republicans, which would just reallocate all of that $345 annual permit fee toward the CAFO oversight program. That would give it quite a bit more money, but still it would be like 4% of the program would be paid for by CAFOs. Governor Evers has proposed increasing fees quite a bit, but it would still be just about 15% of the cost of the program would be paid for by CAFOs.
So that plan is in the governor's budget proposal. Then lawmakers went this other way. We actually talked to a couple of lawmakers who wanted to do that. They saw the need for more DNR inspectors. They're saying, let's just divert the $300 and some fee. More of that goes toward this particular use.
Exactly. Yeah, right now it's just $95 of that, and the rest of it goes toward the general fund for the state. So yeah, they want to reallocate all of that toward the program.
Now, that part doesn't seem too controversial, but Governor Evers talking about a fee increase. There's been some back and forth on that. Can you lay out the arguments you've heard, pro and con?
Yes. And these are not insignificant fee increase proposals. He proposed increasing fees to $660 annually. That's up from $345 annually. He also proposed a new permit fee. So once you are approved for a permit of over $3,000, and that would be paid every 5 years. So when an issue is up for renewal, it would also have to be paid. So they're not insignificant new fees. And there has been quite a bit of pushback from industry groups. There was a lobby group for large dairy CAFOs that formed right after Governor Evers' budget proposal was published. They say that we've had 5 years of really bad milk prices. It's affecting all farms. This is not a good time to increase fees for a subset of those farms. On the other hand, you have conservation and environmental groups who say that these fees are, while not insignificant, these proposed fees would just be pretty small for an operation that is dealing with $5 to $10 million of annual revenue, or has upwards of 2,000, 5,000, 9,000 cattle on site. It's a pretty small price to pay per cow per year. And they also point to the fact that CAFOs don't pay for the vast majority of the regulatory program.
As a sidebar, there are some things that these large livestock farms, these CAFOs, do to monitor themselves, right? The DNR counts on them to do different kinds of reporting, and they're looking to make that work a little more smoothly. What's going on?
Yeah, so after this audit from 2016, which pointed to a whole lot of problems with the program, the DNR did move a lot of the permitting process online, which they say has made it quite a bit more efficient. Generally makes sense to me. And they also, the self-oversight that they ask the CAFOs to do for themselves, it's often done on this annual calendar that's published and put out called the CAFO calendar. And so all CAFOs can get this calendar, and it tells you on this day, these are the aspects of your operation that you need to inspect, and you have to record what, like how deep the or how far the manure was from the top of the storage structure, water lines you have to inspect, see if and report any problems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But most of that oversight is done by CAFOs. They did make it for the first time this year in 2019 a PDF calendar that CAFOs can electronically enter all of that data, which would hopefully make it easier for the DNR to look through it and make sure that there's no compliance issues. That was a major problem before. It was that the DNR would take in all these paper calendars from CAFOs and then just basically let them sit and not know whether or not a CAFO was doing a good job of assessing its own compliance.
Well, we'll watch how this shakes out in the budget. Can you wrap up by reminding us what's at stake? Why are people so worried about the amount of manure collected at these CAFOs?
Yeah, what's at stake is really water quality, both surface water, so that would be our lakes, rivers, and streams and wetlands, and then also groundwater, which is where a lot of drinking water comes from, especially in rural Wisconsin. There was a study in Kewaunee County Recently, where a microbiologist from the USDA found that quite a bit of the rural wells out there, like the drinking water wells at people's homes, quite a bit of those wells were contaminated with bovine contamination, so derived basically from manure and also from humans, which comes by way of basically, for the most part, old septic tanks, but also not like septic tanks that aren't functioning properly. But yeah, it's a major issue. There's a current study going on in Southwest Wisconsin as well, as I'm sure a lot of listeners are aware. There's three counties in Southwest Wisconsin that are also, the wells there are being tested to better understand contamination, where it is, how often wells are being contaminated, and what the source of that contamination is.
Well, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
Will Cushman is the associate editor at WisContext. You can find his recent piece on CAFO oversight at wiscontext.org.